we got today? Jamiroquai, ladies and gentlemen, Jamiroquai, joined on stage, of course, by our three winning podium dancers. They're going to pick up their three-song set with a song you may know. It's called Little L. Jamiroquai!
Australia! I love it. I'm thinking of permanently moving. I must say,
we'll be right back. moving, carried must receive. I knew right then I'd carry on to you, and you, my heart belongs to you. You give me something, something that nobody else can give. And my heart started thumping. You know now you're the one I truly know I did. Like the sun means from a blur of summer day. Heaven only seems a step away. When I'm with you, I just celebrate. And how about my message gets through? There's ever been someone like you. Something that nobody else can give me. Ooh, will you give me something? 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 Baby, give me something that nobody else can give. Something you, yeah, baby. Something that nobody else can give. Something
you give me, something
you give me, something you give me, something you give me, something, yeah, you do.
You give me something.
Just give me a little bit. Give me just a little bit. I may be forced to take my clothes off, I'm so hot.
Baby, baby, feel these sweet sensations.
is Jimmy, and I'm joined by Nick, Rob, and JK from Jamiroquai. Guys, if you've just tuned in, you missed an astonishing performance from the band described as the funkiest in the universe. Welcome to Australia.
Thank you very much.
Now, I have to break the ice with a really corny question, but are you loving it here or what?
I tell you, I haven't had a bad minute since I've been in this country, man. And it's all really because, you know, these people here are so good. They're just good people, full stop. Really, no, really happy. Went to Perth, swam with the dolphins, with wild dolphins, went out swimming with them. Did a chopper ride round the other day, did a great gig, great crowds, and yeah, I might have to move here.
I'm moving. I'm coming to stay with you, mate.
Yeah, can't, we're all moving. Spare room.
Now, what's it like for Rob and Nick for you guys to work with JK, who's so charismatic and gets so much attention from women?
Well, it's terrible. We get dragged around the world to places like this. We have to been forced to swim with dolphins. We don't have any choice to do it. We just have to do it. And we're like, oh, Jay, don't get me up in the morning to do things like that. I'd much rather stay in bed.
As you can see, we're quite stressed.
Yeah.
And we need some time off. I'm loving it. It's great fun.
Okay. I'm staying.
Jay, tell us, what's your secret with women?
I haven't really got one, you know.
It's no secret. Everyone knows about it.
Maybe something to do with the one-eyed trouser snake, I'm not sure, but...
That is outrageous. If you want to ask a question of Jamiroquai, 1902-220-330. I think Andrew's got some people in the
crowd. And if you want to see the trouser snake, ring in.
Webcam, channelb.com.
Trouser snake, voting for the trouser snake viewing will commence shortly via email. This is Andrew. Andrew has a question for you guys.
How you going? Jay, down this way, behind you.
How are you, mate?
How you going?
Hi, mate.
Yeah, where's Wallace on this latest album?
Wallace is, we lost him in the outback, yeah.
Wallace, the didgeridoo player.
Now, Wallace is, we didn't put didgeridoo on this album because, or Yudaki, should I say, because I just felt that people were going to start knocking me for it and say it was very token, you know, always having a track. So, you know, it's time to give it a rest and bring it back on another album, perhaps, you know.
What about DJ Desire and the brass section?
Well,
in the tour?
The difference with this is that Darren at the moment is doing his own stuff, and I wanted to use backing singers because what we were doing was we were spinning in. We just had the vocals, like, you know, on a vinyl, and he would just spin them in. But you know, you're limited then to, you've got to do all that before you leave to go on tour, and you're limited, you know, with how much you can, you know, muck around with that. You've got that in your hand. You want me to sign that, don't you? Hey, you got those little shaky hands, mate.
I've got another one over here, Yumi. This is Katrina.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous.
Just a quick one. Boxes or briefs?
Just a quick one. They only ever are, love.
Okay, that's...
Two pumps and a squirt, mate, and that's it.
I believe the question was boxes or briefs.
Actually, briefs, because I just can't handle my knob dangling, like, you know. Well, it does, doesn't it? It, like, dangles halfway down your leg. This is no good to me.
Satisfied?
Thank you, love ya.
That's all right.
I think some kids are called, are on the phone, Yumi.
That's right. Outrageous stuff here at Barter, man. If you want to call, 1902-220-330. Claire from Lima in WA wanted to talk to the kings of the trouser snakes, Jamiroquai. Hello, Claire, have you got a question?
Hi, I love you guys so much. Anyway, this question for Jay. I saw a doco or a lady that, like, designed some of your hats and stuff, and she said that you like him, like, right above your eyes. Why do you like him like that?
Okay, Claire, let's have the question in English this time. The guys are from the UK and they don't speak Hebrew.
Oh, okay.
Can you just say it a bit slower this time?
Yeah, I saw a documentary, a lady that designed some of your hats, right? And she said that you like him made, like, right above your eyes or something. Why do you like him like that?
Why do you like your hats just above your eyes? Is that anything to do with the one-eyed trouser snake?
Because I'm a shifty geezer.
Thank you, Claire. Our next caller is Sue Ellen in Adelaide. Hi, Sue Ellen.
Hi.
Sue Ellen.
Good.
How's your English,
Sue Ellen?
Are you
from Dallas?
Pardon?
Are you not from Dallas?
Are you from Dallas?
No.
No, unfortunately, you didn't watch Dallas, did you? Never heard that before in our life.
We're joined here. I don't know if you noticed, but we've got Jamiroquai sitting on the couch here with us.
I know.
Would you like to ask them a question?
I know you guys have worked so hard to get where you are, and I have no doubt in my mind that you still are working hard, but I just want to know how it made you felt when you first started out to watch boy bands get everything handed to them on a silver platter.
I think she said...
What was the boy band bit?
I got the boy band bit. Can you fill us in on the rest of it?
Fill us in again.
Yeah, like, I know that you guys have worked so hard to get everything, and I just want to know, like, when you first started out, how it made you feel to watch them get everything and while you're working so hard.
Yeah, but, sweetie, it doesn't matter because they're not around anymore, are they? Only last 5 minutes. And I'm still here!
Katie in Perth. Hello, Katie. Katie?
Hey, how are you
going? Hi, now please try and speak a bit slowly. It's a bit boring hearing every question 3 times. Let's hear it, Katie.
All right. First off, I just want to say that you guys absolutely rock.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And I just want to know where the best place in the world that you guys have performed and why.
Well...
Well, gotta be honest with you, and without trying to be sort of politically correct, because I'm here, this is definitely in the top five.
Yeah, what about Dale?
Oh, and I'd say there's another place. It's really nice. They've got a great military junta there. It's called Uruguay, and they're really nice. They got a tendency to puck you up against the wall with a gun in your back and search your pockets. Really good fun. I want to go back there. If you ever get the chance to go to Montevideo, don't.
Fantastic. You are the sweaty. I mean, like, bless your heart, but you're the sweatiest man I've ever seen.
I know. Well, the other night, it was, I hadn't done a gig that hot for a long, long time. And of course, and everybody's been in the show all day. They've been in that place. All the heat is a killer. Yeah. It's actually quite hard. If it gets too humid like that, it's really hard to sing, you know, get the air. I was having trouble actually getting fresh.
Maybe you could have done that whole meatloaf thing with the oxygen mask on stage.
Well, funny you say that. I mean, when we do Denver and Mexico City, that's what you have to do.
Because at the altitude.
It's over a mile high, and you just are... really, really tough.
It's been 6 years, man. Where have you been? Why did it just take so long to get back?
It costs us... I've got so many people in this crew. There's about 50 of us fly around the world. And it's incredibly expensive to get down there, you know? So we have to always incorporate that with the Japanese. But I am definitely coming back in the autumn.
Oh, fantastic. If you want to call us, 1902-220-330. Melody on the Gold Coast. Hello, Melody.
Hello.
I'm here with JK. You have a question?
Yes, I'd like to know what instruments Jamiroquai plays himself.
I don't play anything. I can... except the trouser snake.
Okay.
Now, I do, everything's done like, I can tinkle a little bit on the keyboard and bass lines and stuff like that, but as for actually playing an instrument, probably I don't, but it's more a thing of thinking of what, you know, if I can sing it, then it can be played, so, that's how it's done, really.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for your call, Melody.
Bye.
So, is that how you arrange the horn lines and then the keyboard lines and stuff like that? Fair enough. Nick in Melbourne. G'day, Nick.
Hi, Andrew. Hey, Jason. You are a legend.
Thank you, mate. That's really nice of you.
Hi. I was wondering, my favourite soccer English Premier League team is Manchester. What is yours?
I was born in Stretford, Manchester, so it's Manchester United, son, all the way.
Manchester. Go, Manchester. You are a champion.
What's that?
You are a champion. I love you.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers.
In the way that only a man can love another man.
I'm going. See you there.
He'll be at Vibe, so you make sure you wave.
All right. Well, thanks. Make yourself known, Nick.
Thanks for your call, Nick.
I love you. See ya.
Thanks, mate.
Before, we've got to take another caller very quickly, but we're going to get the Love Philosophy video, and you get airborne in this video. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was kind of dangerous. Well, Heidi Klum, the she's in it.
Supermodel, Heidi Klum.
Supermodel, oh, she's an ugly one, that Heidi. And, real old trout she is, no. Basically, it's like a free-fall practice machine, but, you know, the guys that were teaching me, They were saying, like, you know, you're lucky just to be... I changed suits 4 times. We had different problems with the video. And you should stay in the same big suit. So they said, you're never going to fly in that, like, a Gucci suit with a bloody shirt. They said, no way. I said, I've got to give it a go. I've got to make this happen because I want the people seeing it to see that you've done it, you know? And it's a big jet of air, but it's really dangerous because it'll take you up. I mean, you easily get up there. Wow. Easily take you up there. So I was about 12 foot. But, I mean, then we had a 20-foot drop on the other side, and, of course, the air flows up, and then it goes out. So if you screw it, you know, you are going to hurt yourself, mate. And but it was a fantastic sensation to be hovering there. But they said you're on the... I sort of jumped the gun like I always do with this. So they said, really, you're, like, 2 weeks into it after, like, 2 days. So,
very psyched.
So I had a bit of dedication, but I'm so happy to do it because it's something that nobody else has done. And, you know, I like to do that shit, and I've got my own car in it as well.
Solid. We do have a young lady who has done some crazy baking. Yes, it's a bit fluffy, I'm sorry.
It's a horrible thing, isn't it?
But you know what? It came straight from the Kingswood, so it was hanging above the rear vision
mirror. It's awful.
Yumi has got some crazy baking going on in the crowd.
That's right. In the crowd, this bigger girl's going to do something special to stand out, and Madeline did some baking. Can you show us what you've done and explain?
What's in them? Something that will make me laugh, hopefully.
I thought about it. You've got enough money, you can get your own. So, yeah.
What's in them, mate? Come on, tell us.
I thought about it, but...
Looks like little bits of dog poo from here, but there you go. Well, no, they look very nice. Do you know what? I don't really eat chocolate. I have to watch my weight.
Eat it now.
What's in it?
Just chocolate. Yum.
I bet that's what she says to all the boys. Eat it now. Eat it. Eat it on your knees and eat it now.
In about half an hour's time, everything's going to be really funny. Are you all right, dude? Everything cool? Do we need somebody to give you mouth-to-mouth? Is everything all right?
I love it, mouth-to-mouth.
Hey, Jay, can you just stay there for a minute? I've got some faxes. Look, check this out. People sent this all the way from all over Australia and New Zealand, and they want to ask you some questions. Right. JK, where did you learn your fancy footwork?
Well, it's... I've never had any choreography or things like that. I mean, I think it's partly because I used to go out clubbing, used to go out dancing and stuff like that. Love to boogie. And it's kind of also, I used to skateboard every day for about 8 years. And it kind of, I don't know, they sort of merged into each other, really.
So. Did it help to just be a crazy bastard?
I wanted to be a stuntman when I was a kid, yeah. I love a bit of danger, yeah.
This is from Emma J, who wants to know when your first snog was.
Ooh. When was it now? Last night? I don't know. My mum has got a picture of me when I was a little kid snogging some Swedish girl when I was 3, so my mum...
Sounds way
you got to start early, haven't you, eh?
Rose wants to know, what's your favourite flower?
My favourite flower, I think is a very, Well, I've got some very in my garden, some extremely old English roses that are very beautiful. So, yeah, rose.
And from Emily and Alison, what other names were you considering besides Jamiroquai for the group?
You know, I had something that wasn't dissimilar to Technotronic before until they came out, and then I decided to ditch that. I had real trouble. I mean. The white did first of all, because, you know, I tell you what, when I couldn't think of a name, I thought I'm gonna do a logo instead. And I want to do a logo that's just going to get recognised.
Like that.
That's the one. But I want to do something that's going to get recognised around the world without you ever having to put Jamiroquai underneath it, which I think it does now, so. That's how it came about. But it was very hard. I mean, literally, I sat there for months screwing bits of paper up. Because if you want to start a band, you know, you're thinking a name, you know what I mean? You've got to get it right. So, yeah.
Do we like Jamiroquai as a name? I think you've made a good choice so far, but we'll let you know if they start disliking
you. Hey, listen, you know, you got to be careful, because if you call yourself, you know, if you call yourself, you know, Fudge Zone or a Haircut 100 or something like that. Thanks, mate. I love you too. You got to be careful. The names can get dodgy, can't they? I mean, Kajagoogoo. Too shy, shy. It's a bit of a thin line, you know what I mean? It's verging on the dodge.
JK, before we go, we have one more person on the phone from Brisbane, where you are heading to soon.
Gold Coast, mate!
Rara is on the phone in Brisbane.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Rara. I'm here with JK.
Hey, Rara. Rara Rasputin, how are you? Cool.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Hey, Russia's
greatest love machine. What's up?
What are you doing tonight? Come over for dinner.
I'm playing with a trouser snake.
Oh, well, you can play with it at my house.
Get that goddamn trouser snake out of the bed. Are you gonna, tonight I'm going to do the gig, and then I don't know whether I should party or be a good boy and go to bed.
Oh, no, you got to be a good boy tonight, because you have to wait till Friday.
I think I may party instead.
I'll see you then.
Well, I'll see you in Brisbane, I'm sure.
Totally.
Okay.
You're fabulous.
You, me, and the trouser snake, we can party all night.
No problem.
Thanks for your call, Rara.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. It's been so good to have you here.
Pleasure.
I mean, it's been 6 years, but you managed to sell out every show that
Absolutely.
You're playing in about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So
I want to thank all these people, A, for supporting the band, for buying the tickets to the shows, and for sticking with Jamiroquai when we haven't even been here for 6 years, and putting my album at number one for the third week. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for being here. Australia, New Zealand, JK from Jamiroquai.
Thank you. Is that you? That's not you, is it?
It must be.
No, this way, you guys.